Welcome back, business dancers. In today's session, we're stepping into a specialized arena of business transitions, pivots. Unlike the typical evolutionary steps businesses take, pivots are more akin to a dance move, requiring precision, grace, and a well-timed execution to a completely new rhythm. They're not just any transition, they're strategic shifts that can redefine your business's path. As David Bowie wisely put it, turn and face the strange. That's exactly what we're gearing up to do here. Face the strange, unexpected twists of business and spin them to our advantage. In today's session, we'll explore the critical elements of navigating successful business pivots. We'll clarify what exactly a pivot is and determine the scenarios in which your business might need one. This includes differentiating between minor tweaks and major strategic shifts, and understanding the triggers that might necessitate such changes. Then we'll move into strategic swivels. Here we'll delve into how to identify pivot points and execute them with precision. This involves spotting market trends, interpreting internal signals, and deciding on the timing and strategy for the pivot. The art of communicating your strategic shifts gracefully to your team and customers will be our focus in communication choreography. We'll discuss how to craft and time your messages to maintain clarity and ensure that every stakeholder is aligned with the new direction. And finally, in staying on your toes, we'll explore techniques for maintaining agility during rapid changes. This includes fostering a culture of flexibility, using agile project management tools, and adopting technologies that support quick adaptation to new conditions. So, lace up your metaphorical ballet shoes and let's leap into the transformative world of business pivots. In the ever-evolving dance of business, pivoting refers to making fundamental changes to your business strategy, not because your original vision was incorrect, but because the rhythm of the market demands a different approach. This could mean altering your product line, shifting your target audience, or even revamping your business model entirely. The reason behind a pivot often boils down to alignment, ensuring that your business moves in harmony with market demands, technological advancements, or changes in consumer behavior. So let's take a look at why pivots are crucial. Now, sometimes the market evolves away from your original offerings. Pivoting allows you to realign with current market needs and remain relevant. For example, a company initially focused on hardware might shift to software if market research indicates a higher demand or profitability in the software sector. New opportunities can emerge from changes in technology, regulations, or consumer preferences. Pivoting lets you take advantage of these opportunities. For instance, a business might pivot from offering general IT services to specializing in cybersecurity in response to increasing concerns about digital security. When external factors threaten the viability of your current business model, a pivot can be a survival strategy. This could be seen in businesses like restaurants adding delivery options during lockdowns to adapt to new consumer realities. Sometimes a pivot might be necessary to address inefficiencies or to leverage new strengths within your organization. A business may discover that it has potent capabilities in customer relationship management and decide to pivot towards a service model that maximizes this strength. Pivots can also be driven by the desire to lead in innovation within your industry. By pivoting towards emerging technologies or practices, businesses can set themselves apart from competitors and define new standards in their industry. So let's move on and take a look at the different types of pivots. The first is the zoom-in pivot, where what was previously a single feature of a product becomes the whole product. Then there's the zoom-out pivot. This is the opposite of the zoom-in, where the whole product becomes just one feature of a much larger product. Then there's the customer segment pivot, changing the target audience to better fit the product or finding a new application of the product for a different set of users. There's the value capture pivot, modifying how value is captured, i.e. the monetization strategy, such as shifting from a one-time purchase model to a subscription model. And finally, there's a technology pivot, using a new technology to deliver the same value, potentially increasing efficiency or decreasing costs. Each of these pivots involves not just a change in business strategy, but a transformation in how a company perceives its role and value in the market. By understanding the underlying reasons and types of pivots, businesses can more effectively anticipate when a pivot might be necessary and execute it smoothly, ensuring they stay in step with the ever-changing music of the marketplace. Let's move on now and look at strategic swivels. Identifying the optimal moment and manner to pivot demands a blend of analytical rigor and intuitive insight. Pivoting isn't just about reacting to challenges, it's about proactively positioning your business to capture new opportunities and mitigate emerging threats. To master strategic swivels, you need to develop a deep understanding of both external market dynamics and internal business capacities. Market trends can offer clear signals for when a pivot might be necessary. Understanding these trends involves more than just keeping an eye on sales figures. It requires a comprehensive approach. You want to stay updated with industry reports, trade publications, and market research studies. These can provide insights into broader trends that could impact your business, such as new technologies, regulatory changes, or shifts in consumer preferences. You want to also monitor competitors. Observe your competitors closely. Are they shifting their strategies, introducing new products, or targeting new markets? Competitors' movements can often indicate broader industry shifts that you might need to respond to. Regularly gather and analyze customer feedback. Customers are often the first to signal shifting needs and can provide direct insights into what changes might be beneficial for your business. And finally, there's technological advancements. Keep an eye on technological developments both within and outside your industry. Technology can change the competitive landscape overnight, and staying ahead can mean the difference between leading a market and becoming obsolete. Let's take a look at how to interpret internal signals now. While external signs are crucial, successful pivots also depend heavily on recognizing internal signals. These include performance metrics. Regularly review key performance indicators or KPIs beyond just revenue and profit margins. Look at customer acquisition costs, customer lifetime value, churn rates, and engagement levels. Deviations from expected patterns can suggest the need for a strategic pivot. Look at resource allocation. Analyze how resources are currently being utilized. Inefficiencies or excess capacities can indicate where a pivot could streamline operations or better align resources with market opportunities. Then there's employee insights. Leverage the frontline insights of your team. Employees who deal directly with products, services, or customers often have valuable perspectives on what isn't working and what could be improved. And finally, there's innovation blockages. If your current strategy is stifling innovation, or if there are numerous new ideas that don't fit neatly into the existing business model, this misalignment might suggest a need for a pivot to embrace these innovative opportunities. Then once a pivot is identified as necessary, executing it requires careful planning. Define clearly what the pivot aims to achieve. Align this new vision with your overall business objectives to ensure coherence and support from stakeholders. Develop a detailed plan that outlines the steps required to achieve the pivot. This should include resource allocation, timelines, and specific milestones to gauge progress. Keep all stakeholders informed throughout the pivot process. Transparent communication can help in managing expectations and maintaining trust, especially when navigating through significant changes. Before fully committing to a pivot, consider running pilot tests or smaller scale implementations. This can help in identifying potential issues and making necessary adjustments before a full-scale rollout. And finally, establish mechanisms for continuous feedback during and after the pivot. Use this feedback to refine strategies and operations dynamically. By combining a thorough understanding of market trends with a keen awareness of internal business signals, you can master the strategic swivels necessary to keep your business agile and aligned with the ever-changing business landscape. This proactive approach to pivoting not only mitigates risks, but also capitalizes on new opportunities, keeping your business steps ahead of the competition. Navigating through a business pivot involves more than just strategic realignment. It necessitates a masterful approach to communication that ensures all stakeholders are synchronized with the change. Like a perfectly choreographed ballet, every message and announcement must be carefully planned and executed to maintain harmony and buy-in throughout the organization and its customer base. Here are some steps when it comes to planning your communication strategy. You want to start with a clear, concise explanation of what the pivot involves and why it's necessary. This message should address the reasons behind the change, the benefits expected, and how it aligns with the overall vision of the company. Clarity here prevents misinformation and confusion. Different stakeholders may require tailored communications. Identify your key audiences, employees, customers, investors, partners, and understand their concerns and expectations. Crafting messages that resonate with each group's interests and needs ensures more effective communication. And finally, communication should be timed to keep stakeholders informed at crucial stages of the pivot. Outline when and how often you will communicate about the pivot to keep everyone updated without overwhelming them with information. Here are some tips when it comes to executing your communication. For internal communication, engage with employees early in the process. Transparency fosters trust and helps in gaining their support. Use various channels like emails, internal newsletters, and meetings to ensure the message reaches everyone in the format they prefer. And finally, implement channels for employees to ask questions and express concerns. This can be through Q&A sessions, surveys, or an open door policy with project leads. When it comes to external communications, inform customers about how the pivot will affect them, focusing on the improvements or enhancements they can expect. Utilize press releases, social media, and your company website to communicate the pivot to a broader audience. Ensure the language is positive and emphasizes the pivot's alignment with market needs and future opportunities. For key clients and partners, personalized communications or direct conversations may be necessary to address specific concerns and maintain strong relationships. Let's take a look now at maintaining communication post-pivot. You want to continue to provide updates as the pivot progresses, share successes, and acknowledge challenges transparently. This continuous dialogue keeps stakeholders engaged and supportive. Be prepared to adjust your messaging based on stakeholder feedback and the evolving circumstances of the pivot. This agile approach to communication helps in refining strategies and addressing concerns proactively. And finally, highlight and celebrate milestones reached during the pivot process. This not only boosts morale, but also reinforces the benefits of the pivot to all stakeholders. Effective communication during a pivot is about ensuring that every stakeholder not only understands the changes occurring, but also feels an integral part of the transition. By meticulously planning and executing your communication strategy, you can align your team and customers with the new direction, ensuring a smoother transition and a stronger post-pivot position in the marketplace. In the fluid dance of business, maintaining agility is critical, especially during pivotal transitions. Being agile allows your business to respond swiftly and effectively to changes, whether anticipated or sudden. This agility is not just about quick reactions, but also about fostering a culture and infrastructure that support dynamic movement and adaptation. Here's how you can enhance your business's agility, particularly through the lens of navigating pivots. First, you want to foster a culture of flexibility. Encourage a culture where team members at all levels are empowered to make decisions. This reduces bottlenecks and speeds up response times. For example, if a department identifies a shift in customer behavior that warrants a change in approach, they should feel empowered to initiate discussions or adaptations without awaiting top-level approval. Promote open communication. Cultivate an environment where feedback and open communication are valued. This involves regular team meetings and an open-door policy that encourages employees to share ideas and concerns. Such practices help surface insights that could prompt a pivot or adjust an ongoing one. Next up is implementing lean processes. Use lean methodologies to eliminate unnecessary steps and streamline operations. This not only improves efficiency, but also makes it easier to shift gears when necessary. For instance, having a modular approach in product development can allow you to adapt features quickly based on user feedback. Adopt the Kaizen approach of continuous improvement. Regularly review and refine processes, always looking for ways to enhance speed and reduce complexity. This ongoing optimization prepares your operations to adapt to new requirements more seamlessly during a pivot. Next up is utilizing agile project management. Implement agile project management frameworks such as Scrum or Kanban. These frameworks emphasize iterative process through short cycles called sprints, allowing for regular reassessment of goals and strategies, which is crucial during a pivot. Schedule regular retrospectives to review what's working and what isn't. This practice can quickly highlight areas needing adjustment and ensure that the pivot process itself is efficient and effective. Next up is investing in scalable technologies. You want to invest in technology that scales easily, such as cloud-based resources that can be dialed up or down based on current business needs. This flexibility supports rapid expansion or contraction in response to market demands or during a pivot. Utilize tools that support rapid changes and easy updates. For example, customer relationship management systems that can be quickly customized to new sales strategies or marketing tools that allow for fast shifts in campaigns are invaluable during a pivot. You also want to develop scenario planning. Engage in regular scenario planning exercises to anticipate potential changes and develop action plans. This not only prepares your team to act swiftly when a pivot is needed, but also helps in identifying signals that a pivot may be imminent. Create plans that are flexible and can be adapted as situations evolve. This might mean having contingency budgets or alternative supplier lists ready to go. Next up, encourage cross-functional collaboration. Break down silos by encouraging cross-functional teams. This integration fosters a broader understanding of the company among employees, which enhances the ability to collectively pivot when a broader strategic shift is required. Implement cross-training programs to ensure that knowledge and skills are widely distributed. This not only increases operational resilience, but also supports the ability to pivot as more team members can handle diverse aspects of the pivot process. By implementing these strategies, your business becomes not just responsive, but proactively prepared for change, embodying true agility. This readiness is vital in today's fast-paced market environments where the ability to pivot effectively can define your competitive edge. As we wrap up our session on pivot pirouettes, remember that every business move is a step in the dance of your company's story. To help you master your moves, I've prepared a worksheet for you to complete. It's designed to help you outline potential pivot strategies and prepare for graceful transitions in your business choreography.